listener production.
When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's Complete Dribble with Christian Hull.
Oh, there's dust in here.
You've handed me a sheet and it's so fucking disgusting.
Sorry.
The title of this article is Doctors Reveal All the Bizarre Insects Found in Patients' Colons.
Well, do you know what was actually before that, but I removed it?
Oh, yuck.
What? It said, colonoscopy, exclamation mark.
That's the worst pun ever.
That's why I removed it.
Oh,
but
that's
I felt
brilliant.
I needed to share with you.
Are you getting a colonoscopy?
B was found in your anus.
Cockroachoscopy? That's just because this, someone found a cockroach.
Yep.
And there's a, you've got a photo.
Or,
oh, it's so massive. Okay, let me read it. It says, during a 52-year-old woman's colorectal cancer screening in 2010, doctors found a cockroach in her large intestine.
Oh, my God, actually, no.
Was dead, surely. The insect was removed, sent to a lab for identification, where it was found to be a German cockroach, a common household pest. But, like, the woman had the cockroach infestation in her house, okay, and doctors thought she might have accidentally eaten the bug after it got into her food.
Oh,
the hard outer shell is probably resistant to the chemicals in the human digestive system. Wow.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God. This one isn't too bad. I wouldn't mind if this was found inside of me.
But good luck.
Yeah. It was a ladybug. A 60-year-old man in America. Not as fun as a cockroach, but it's just weird. It looks like it's alive.
But this is the thing. This is why this article makes my skin literally crawl, because I feel when you sleep, things just go in you.
Well, don't you? Yeah, you swallow in your lifetime two spiders. And I'm seeing so many there was a woman who had a spider in her ear.
Yep.
She went to the doctor. She didn't realize.
Because she kept hearing things.
Well, she knew something was in there. But she thought it might just be like a small cockroach at worst. And she's like, hi, I'm at the doctor's office. There's something in my ear. And then the next slide is her sobbing uncontrollably, freaking out. She's like, it's a full spider. It was really big. And it was like in her fucking ear.
No, that's no, nope, no.
Oh, God. I've had a moth fly into my ear, a little moth.
Oh.
It just, like, it's so hectic. You know, moths just fly in and then it just went in. And it was the most loud, uncomfortable, like, flap, 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 flap. And it was so awful. And then it managed to, thank God, like, it just went in for a little bit and out.
Oh.
But it was the most stressful thing.
Oh. Have you seen that little kid absolutely losing it? The mum comes into the room. The kid is crying with laughter.
Oh, my God, yes!
And she's like, Jimmy, what did you call the moth?
The moth, this is, oh, my God, it's the cutest little boy. He's sitting in his bed and he's got a pet moth that's flying around the room and he's laughing. And she's like, I think he's English. What did you call your moth? And he's like, oh, it's this cute little laugh. Oh, and he goes, moth you.
Now every time I see a moth, I'm like, oh, there's moth you.
Genius name.
So funny.
Oh, that was, yeah. Oh, there's two other insects. Not as bad. This was an ant. You wouldn't want it to be alive and then to bite inside of you, though.
God, it's so gross.
Next time I have a colonoscopy, I'm going to should I? I want to swallow a bug. I want to be one of these people that, I want to be like a headline. I'll swallow a bee. Colonoscopy for Christian Hull. And then see what they write. It's always interesting when if I go viral and then the Daily Mail does a story, it's really interesting to see what they call me. It's never like,
oh, yeah,
comedian. It's like, person who guessed paint colours found out that carrot milk was a delicious treat. It's like what they list my achievements are.
That's just
they just struggle to find
itself.
Anything. They're like, what does this guy even do? Yeah,
man in a red shirt.
Yeah. But they do that on the Daily Mail. They always do that to keep you reading for longer. They then describe what you're wearing. And it's like, oversized hoodie. I'm like, no, it's a normal sized hoodie. Okay. It seems Christian has given up on life as he is wearing pink Crocs.
It's like we were talking about the caramel milk. Why are you targeting my Crocs?
Why are you criticizing how I look?
Yeah.
At the start of the year, we had great intentions for this segment, didn't we?
We had great intentions for the year.
It's called Week on the Web. And every episode, we have a jar. and it's got my face sticky taped on it. And we would do a segment called Week on. We've got an opener.
Oh yes,
you play the opener. Wow!
It's the week on the web.
Oh, that's right. I hated it because you sound like it's the week on the web.
Sounds nothing what I sound like.
Yeah, and then for some reason we just forgot about it. And we'd just highlight something and it would go, it was like something fun and topical. And it would go into this jar. And the premise was at the end of the year, we would open the jar and go through all the fun things. I think there's like 5 things in here.
That means not a lot of fun things happen.
That's good because it's enough to fill a segment.
Yeah, exactly.
So it kind of still works.
Yeah.
So I'm going to open the jar.
Because that was the whole point, was just to be able to fill a break, you know?
And I'm going to pull out... this was, look, I've even written, this was the 4th episode of the year.
Oh.
Fist, the Guinness Book of Records fist bumping. Remember when you played that sound?
I mean,
yeah.
And you had to guess what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, when it sounded a little like masturbating.
It did.
Yeah.
Oh, this one looks large.
This one looks really large. I think it's a photo. Uh-oh. It says, open me. Oh, it's the Valentine. Remember when you bought me a Valentine's Day?
Oh, I bought you a tawny frog mouth.
You bought me a cockroach.
Oh, that's right.
Which is called, you bought me a cockroach called Christian and then it was fed to an owl.
God, I'm so nice to you.
It was so lovely. That was welcome. Actually a really great gift.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. So crunchy and yummy.
Ew, that sound is really good.
What else did we talk about? This is episode 6.
Mm-hmm.
Food trends. Oh, did they hold up? Oh, we did the food trends segment.
The food trends.
Yeah, remember where I ate like nut butter and...
The seaweed?
The seaweed.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, they didn't hold up. No. I've never heard of them since. I hadn't heard of them before, haven't heard of them since. So those food trends.
Still have indigestion from the seaweed.
That's right.
It was really salty.
Yeah, it was seaweed that you're supposed to put in like a broth. Like instead of chicken stock, you put in this clump of seaweed.
But I made you eat it raw.
Well, you didn't make me eat it raw. You just didn't tell me what it was. That's how I ate it raw.
And remember the plums?
No, I do remember the plums because they were full on, and then I had explosive poos afterwards.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A lot of that food was explosive.
So wait, yeah, what was it?
It was very healthy. The date spread was so yummy.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a vinegar. Oh, do you remember the husband calling?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a competition in the Midwest in America, and it's like...
Daryl!
Yeah, here, have a listen. Is going on in the world.
You know, actually, because we work at a radio station, the other radio station, Triple M, did the same thing at the Ecca this year, and they recreated the husband call.
But perfect for Queensland.
Perfect.
Queenslanders are a scary people.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, second last one, it says, oh my God, this came back up on my TikTok.
What?
This is one of my favourite videos of the woman who's sort of... I don't know, she's got a bowl of spaghetti and she's talking and she has a fork and a spoon and she can't pronounce them. And she
Spork and spoon.
Foon and a fork. Spork and a foon. And she, have a listen.
Then load it up with your pico de gallo. Fook. Spawn and fook. What? Spawn and fork. Spook and fawn. Oh, it's a spook and a fork. Oh, spawn and a fook. A spawn. What the fuck is this?
My brother keeps texting me that.
It's so funny.
He loves it.
just because she can't, it's like literally 10 times. She can't get it.
Oh, Oh, we're ending on a good one.
Oh, what?
This is the best one. This one is, oh my God, I'm gonna just recreate it.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Italy! Australia! Froze! Do you remember? Froze!
Froze!
Miss Universe, where they all had to scream their where they're from, and everyone does it pretty normally, and then France just has an epic, I don't know, she has a freak out and she goes, France!
Oh my God, we have to play it. We have to play it.
Salvador! Finland!
France! Oh, the poor thing. She'll never live that down ever.
She got it so wrong. Oh, that was a good one. That was probably my aria. That was definitely my favourite audio from
Yeah, that was week one. We started with week on the way. We had great intentions for that segment. Right. And then we just quietly pushed it to the side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great year. Great year.
It was a great year.
France!
France! Well, as the year comes to a close, many lists come out. Oh! Sorry, just before we hit record, we were talking about like all the things, you know, like word of the year has come out.
Yes.
Which I have no idea what it is. Nat, you are across it.
I do.
So I had a good think about this. It'll have to be a Gen Z term. No?
No.
Is it an every person word?
Well, this is why people are in uproar about it because people say that they've never said it in their entire lives, but it seems to be the word of the year.
Yeah, because word of the year, it's not the most used word, I assume. Mm. I don't know how anyone would work that out.
I don't know.
Well, what? Yeah. I couldn't even think. My word of the year, though, is gunt. G-U-N-T, a gunt. So a gunt is where it's a combination of two words, a gut and a cunt, or in my case, a genus.
A genus.
Genus is also a great word.
A genus sounds like a type of bird.
It sounds like a gazelle, and here we see the genus jumping over the fence in Africa.
We see two genuses procreating.
Yeah. I was told by a fan that it's not so gunt is the term if you are female. If you are male, it's called a dicky do.
Oh.
Because it's where your gut sticks out more than your dicky do.
Oh, okay. I feel like that one's a lot more PG.
Dicky do?
A dicky do.
It sounds like a rural town. Like
it does.
Last stop, Larimer, and then next stop, dicky do.
The missing man of dicky do.
Yeah. Mm. That's my word. I did have a think. I just couldn't. Where did I? I wrote some suggestions down. Oh, well, see, my suggestions were just my favourite words.
Okay, but what are your favourite words?
Heinous.
Oh, yeah, great word.
Heinous, because it's got anus in it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I also love zeitgeist.
Oh, it's a great word.
I try to drop that word in.
You sound so smart.
Yeah, because it's zeitgeist. I still don't know the actual definition. It's sort of like pop culture. Like, it's out in the zeitgeist.
It's in the scope of things.
Yeah, so you're like, well, the zeitgeist, you know, is so-and-so and so and blah, 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 blah. Mm. And people look at you like you're some sort of absolute heinous piece of shit.
Well, you could say you're putting zeitgeist in your zeitgeist. Could you?
Oh, yeah, you could. So wanky. And then amalgamate.
Oh, I have no idea what that means, but it rolls off the tongue.
It's when two things come together.
Oh.
Amalgamation.
Oh, can you please use it in a sentence? Sorry to put you on the spot.
If Ursula Carlson was here, it would be an amalgamation of our two podcasts.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
So, yeah,
love that. I understand why they're your favourite words.
Yeah. No idea what word of the year would be for 2023.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a hint. The current climate.
Oh, is it like global warming?
No, in a different form.
So it's global warming, but the a different word for that?
It's not global warming.
Oh, climate. Iceberg.
The current climate. What current
hot
climate are we in?
Summer. Humid. Oh, as in tumultuous?
Oh, no.
It's a great word, isn't it? Tumultuous.
Another great word.
Mm. Oh, I don't know.
We're currently in a
climate as in weather or climate as in it is weather.
No,
weather. Climate is the other version of climate.
The other version of climate.
Yeah, so like it's a tumultuous climate because of what's going on in the world.
Yes.
Is it a version of the term tumultuous?
Nope.
Rip it off like a Band-Aid. What is it?
Cozy libs. cost of living.
I'm sorry. That's the word of the year?
That is officially the word of the year.
Never, ever heard that word before.
Never heard it before, never used it.
Cozzy lives.
Cozzy lives.
I've got a friend named Cozzy. Perfect for him.
He's like, I'm alive. I'm
Cozzy
well.
Lives. Cozzy lives.
Cozzy lives. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I can't add avocado. Yeah, Cozzy lives.
Ew!
I know.
That's disgusting.
And then I'm like, is this just another Australian thing where we've just abbreviated? Like, you know.
Oh, this is an Australian word of the year?
Yes, Australian.
Oh!
Yes.
That makes it even worse because it's still, no one's, oh.
But another one that was in the top, there was one next to it, Menti B was another one
what's
for the
that,
year.
What's that?
A mental breakdown.
Oh, I'm having a Menti B.
It sounds way nicer.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Costco and get a whole bag of Menti Bs. I do have a Menti B at Costco though.
Oh, yeah.
The trolleys.
Yeah, you've said that.
Those
you've mentioned
fucking
it.
Trolleys.
Yeah.
Anyway. That sucks. What a shit word of the year.
I know. Actually, let's see what the word of the year was last year. Do you remember?
No, but I remember the words of the year being like really common things. It's probably like lockdown or something.
Hmm. Oh, guess what the word of the year in 2022 was?
Oh, I got no clue.
Gaslighting.
See, great word.
Great word.
Great word.
Great word. Oh, I love this. Okay, what was 2021? Stroll out. Was the word of 2021.
Oh, like because probably everyone was caught inside and they wanted to go and have a stroll out.
Calling attention to the federal government's snail-paced COVID-19 vaccine rollout.
Stroll out.
Oh.
Wow, that's oddly specific.
Interesting.
Strutting.
Yep, so Cozzy lives, officially.
Cozzy
the
lives. Word. I love that.
He's in the background. I'm alive!
Yeah.
I'm here!
I just love, I'll get the latte. Would you like that large or small? Cozzy lives. I'll get a small place. Like, yuck.
Ew.
So excited. As you're listening to this podcast, I am probably sitting on the beach.
Oh.
I know this is a bit unrelatable. In Noosa.
Oh.
It's,
so where, nice.
It's literally my happy place. I discovered it. Well, I mean,
you discovered
sorry,
Noosa.
I didn't discover it. I personally like
fell in love.
Yeah.
With
during lockdown when no one. Queensland was like, piss off, no one's coming in here. Mm. And so all the prices dropped, which I didn't realise. And so I was like, oh, Noosa, I'll go to Noosa. And so I stayed. Oh, my God. It is beautiful. The Sunshine Coast of Queensland, like I'm talking all the Sunshine Coast. Noosa's the bougie end where it's like where the, you know, Gina Rinehart, prime ministers have mansions on the water there. It's so it's like the life I aspire to be. I don't particularly want the life. I just kind of want to have the life.
It's nice to dip your toe in every now and again.
I really like just the small apartments. Very comfortable. I want a $16 million mansion so I can just go to my holiday home whenever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Fell in love with Noosa.
Yep.
Worst place to fall in love with because it's the most expensive place
so expensive.
To holiday on mainland Australia or to own any real estate there. It's astronomical. Like one tiny one bedroom in Noosa is like $1.3, $1.4 million.
So expensive.
It's a four-bedroom went for $16 million.
Oh.
That's ridiculous.
Oh.
And I just, I love going there. It's the fucking best.
Mm-hmm.
I did something, like, you know when you discover a place and you're like, I'm really happy there. I need to go to there.
I refuse to go anywhere
else. I have to go to there. It's kind of gross how much I'm spending on this.
Are you going to disclose or should we gloss over this?
Do you want to know how much I'm spending? So what I usually do is I take my two best friends away
mm-hmm.
and their daughter. So it's the four of us and I have the finer taste in things.
Oh, God, Christian.
And I rented an Airbnb. And I booked this Airbnb a year ago knowing full well it would, one, it would get snapped up and two, it kind of sort of locks you in as a price. They're not going to up the price too much because you've already guaranteed yourself
mm-hmm.
for 1 week.
Oh my God, a week in Noosa.
A week in Noosa.
How many bedrooms?
It's only two, it's two bedrooms. It's three and a half. I know.
For a week.
Just for the week, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's quite.
I mean, you could do a 2 week trip to Japan for that.
Mm.
We're spending money.
That's a 10 day holiday in Bali. Oh, flights, accommodation.
That's a 4 month holiday in Bali.
Yeah.
I know. You mentioned that there is a new Noosa-like
yes.
suburb.
Yes.
On the Sunshine Coast.
Yes.
It's not Parisian Beach.
No.
It's not Coolum.
No.
I can't be Malulabar.
No.
And then Maroochydore is the other one. Is it Maroochydore?
Nope.
Yeah, no, because they're all classic. What is it? What is it?
Doonan.
Oh, I'm looking that up.
Yeah.
Doonan.
So locals have dubbed the hidden gem a well-known secret that has all the luxuries and amenities of a bustling town with a relaxing lifestyle away from the crowds.
Oh, Doonan. The Noosa locals, which I call myself, I'm a Noosa local. bullshit. Absolute horse rubbish. They've been like, oh no, Noosa's so gross out. Everyone go to Doonan. Yeah. Go to Doonan.
This is a ploy to remove everyone from Noosa.
Doonan is like a suburb away from Noosa. Oh yeah. Well, I'm not going to fall for the bullshit, but yeah, okay.
I mean, you'll be a Noosa.
Dad grew up in Tewantin, which is next to Noosa.
Oh.
So that's why I'm like, I'm a local. I'm from there.
Okay.
I mean, he was there for 3 years when he was like 14, 15,
yeah.
16.
Yeah.
But ergo, I'm a product of him, so yeah. Therefore I also grew up in Noosa.
You're not backing down on that fact, are you?
No, I grew up in Noosa. He has in Yamundi,
oh,
which is, again, a suburb. Yamundi Markets,
yeah.
Very famous.
Mm-hmm.
They're about 20 minutes from Noosa. There's a museum in Yamundi and all of Dad's stuff's in there. So he used to be, my dad's 400 years old. He used to, as a 12-year-old, he used to sit in, God, late at night in like the post office
mm-hmm.
where they had like, hello, operator, connect me through to line 4. And he'd be like, yep. So he'd pull out the plug and put it in 4 and then connect people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how old my father is.
That's old school.
Yeah, that's super old school. So, and then my aunt's high chair is in there. It's like the first high chair to hit Yamundi. Like, I've got, my family's in a museum. Ergo, I am Noosa royalty. Like, I am Mr. Noosa.
Okay. We need to get
Give me the keys!
We need to get you a sash. Mr. Noosa.
I want the keys to Noosa. To a house, though.
Do you know what? We should petition for that. We'll make that our content.
Oh, absolutely not.
Our content arc for absolutely. Next I mean, season on the podcast.
Can you imagine the councillors of Noosa? Oh, we have a request here from this gentleman. What's his name? Christian Hull. Let's look him up. What's OnlyFans? Oh, he has an only, what's that? Oh, his penis is out? Absolutely not. He is not welcome in this town anymore.
He's barred for life.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get you the keys to Noosa.
Doonan.
Sure.
I'll look into Doonan, but tough getting me out of Noosa.
We know.
All right. Have a great holiday, everyone. So unrelatable in a financial crisis, cost of living. And I'm like,
Cozzy lives.
Cozzy lives.
Cozzy lives.
That was the word of the year. Cozzy lives. Cost of living. Cool. One with the people in my $3,500 tiny waterfront apartment. I just want to say a huge thank you for a fantastic year of complete drivel. I've had a lot of fun. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Mum, for not listening. And Dad. He doesn't even know what a podcast is. So thank you for a fantastic year. I can't wait to see you in the new year. That's a lie. I can wait. I can absolutely wait.